My guest is Dr. Daniel Pauly, director of UBC's Fisheries Center. Dr. Pauly, I want to segue into a question about the oceans fisheries in general with this comment that there, we have seen the fish farmers, and they are not held accountable for this, I don't think, deplete the wild fish stocks around the world in order to feed their own. In other words, we are taking wild protein out of the oceans to put protein to raise farm protein.
Yes. Actually, there is in this document that we were discussing a while ago, the Bastion Report, another outrageous sentence that says that the fish that are used to make fish meal and to feed to salmon are not ever consumed by humans. Now, this is a blatant untruth. Most of these fish are sardine, anchovies, mackerel, herring, and they thus compete. This fishmeal production compete directly with direct human consumption, and in fact, the pressure to produce more and more fishmeal is actually making this fish withdrawing them from the market in poor countries. And you can see that in West Africa, you can see that in Southeast Asia, where wherever there is a strong aquaculture sector, the demand it exerts pushes that fish out of people's tables. And fish, which was before the main force source of protein for poor people in countries that had significant fisheries, have become unreachable or unavailable in terms of cost, or they are simply not there to be had. And this is a major development in the developing world.
In other words, we are depleting the supply of wild fish, smaller fish, et cetera, which have hitherto made up a fishery to feed people, particularly in poor countries. We're taking those fish away from that and putting them into farm fish.
Yes, that's exactly what is happening. And that's why this whole document, which claims that aquaculture is adding to the table of humans, adding supplies, it's true only for the developing countries that produce fish that are herbivores. But all of the fish we produce in the northern countries, such as salmon and bass and eel, all of these fish require more food, more fish food than they themselves represent.
In other words,
it's a net drain.
In other words, if we were farming fish that just ate grasses and that sort of stuff, that would be one thing. But we are farming fish that simply take other fish, other protein out of the market.
Exactly. That's precisely what is happening. Now, this is dismissed with one sentence in that report. But it is the biggest issue. But in fact, personally, I believe that the growth that is foreseen for the aquaculture industry will not happen because of that. The projection, we are going to produce that many tons of salmon and stuff, they all implicitly assume that the fish will be available to feed these salmon. But it won't be, because the supply is already very strained.
Well, it also has another sociological effect, too. It takes away fisheries from usually poor countries that have been fishing for these anchovies, these herring, and so on in the past on a commercial basis, no longer have a supply for their fishery.
Exactly. That's exactly what is happening.
Now, one last thing before I let you go, Dr. Pauly. One of the statistics that came across my desk has scared the hell out of me, and I can't believe it's true, but I'm told that 90% of the ocean's predators are either extinct or in danger of becoming so. Is that true?
They are not extinct. They are disappeared. It's not the species that are extinct. It's the biomass, the amount of them that has diminished that much.
Good.
In other words, you take bluefin tuna or some sharks, and you compare the present amounts in the sea or with 1950, say, and you'll find this enormous differences. Yes, it's the case throughout the world.
You know, it's appalling when you think about it, that we are killing whales for quote-unquote scientific purposes, and we're killing fish to put them inside another fish to sell them to people who can better afford it.
Isn't it crazy?
It's absolutely madness.
It sure is. And then you have to ask permission to pollute and subsidies to pollute on top of it. The whole thing is unprofitable as a net kind of industry, and therefore it has to be subsidized. Imagine the notion that fisheries are actually, the destruction of these resources are actually funded by taxpayer money.
You know, Dr. Pauly, I had the honor and the pleasure to accompany Alexandra Morton through the Broughton Archipelago about a year ago, and she pointed out the areas that were most critical for being absent of fish farms, and they just shouldn't go there. The minister responsible in British Columbia went on another trip and found the same thing. And now what did they do? They put more farms right in the path.
That's right. It's just incredible. And there have been serious attempts to discredit her in all kind of ways. Now she has a paper that documents in the best journal in Canada, the best scientific journal, that documents her stuff. There will still be attempts to discredit her. But the science is very much on her side.
I guess this is what appalls me as we go. And I'm incidentally, Dr. Pauly, you've got quite a conference coming up in May. And our show will be there covering it, and I'm sure we'll have the opportunity.
Well, we can meet then. We never have, really.
That's right. We'll meet and we'll talk at that time. But I guess I'll leave it with this thought. You know, how can a democratic country take a woman like Alexandra Morton, pillier her, criticize her, call into question her credentials, call into question every imaginable thing about her, just because she's telling the truth?
Yeah, but you... Wait, it's not over. It is over only when the fat lady sings, they say. She will end up honored for her stand.
Well,
I'm fairly sure she will be.
I hope she is.
Because she's a hero, right?
She is. When you think of who's got our Orders of Canada, I'll tell you one thing, she'll never get one.
Actually, you know what? I challenge you on that one.
Well, I hope
and then we get back to in 10 years. We'll see.
All right. If I'm anywhere in 10 years, I'll be delighted.
Okay.
Dr. Daniel Pauly, thank you so much for joining us this morning. When we come back from the break, Sherelle Tobin and I will take your calls right after this. 600. 600-